Hello, Eagles fans. I'm Chris McPherson, and welcome to the Eagles Update. Cornerback Ronald Darby practiced for the first time with his new team on Sunday. He was immediately inserted into the starting lineup on the outside. The trickle-down effect now is who will start at the other corner position, as well as in the slot when the team goes into its nickel sub-package. Defensive coordinator Jim Schwartz offered his first public comments since the acquisition of Darby, as well as what it means for the competition at cornerback moving forward.
And I think it does elevate the level of competition. You know, I think that obviously it adds talent to the defense. But how it all works out is, you know, it's going to be our job over the next 3 weeks. You know, just like today, it's not a finished product. Obviously, it's his first day, but he's got some catching up to do in our scheme. You know, but it's exciting to have him.
With Darby at the left cornerback position, we saw Patrick Robinson and Jalen Mills on the right side. Robinson got some work in the slot as well. Darby didn't expect to be placed with the first team unit right away. He's been eagerly learning the new scheme and leaning on some of the young veterans for advice.
Mills, Robinson, you know, Jenkins, like all of them safeties as well.
Did it feel good to get out there with the first team right away?
Yeah, it was a lot of, you know, a little bit of pressure, but like, because, you know, they kind of got everything down. So me just coming in, just trying to figure everything out, just going to continue to study and get better each day.
Safety Trey Sullivan made a name for himself on Thursday night in the preseason opener when he leveled Packers rookie receiver Malachi Dupree. Sullivan, a rookie out of Division II Shepherd, understands that there is a fine line between being a physical player and a reckless one.
I mean, I look at myself as a physical guy, and that's just how I carry my game. And I mean, every play I try to make a statement, whether I'm around the ball, running to the ball, whatever it is, I try to show up on film and just be that guy that everyone sees. When the hit happened, I didn't celebrate anything like that. So that shows that I was concerned for him. And then, I mean, after that, just like a DB knows it, you have to play the next play. You can't live on what happened in the past. It's the same thing as if I got scored on, or maybe if I made a play on the ball or something, I have to keep moving on. It's the next play. So that's kind of how I went out there.
Dupree was taken off Thursday night on a stretcher, but he has returned to the Packers team facility. He is in their concussion protocol. Now, the biggest story in our country over the last day has been the tragic death of a young woman when a car rammed into a group of demonstrators in Charlottesville, Virginia. Defensive end Chris Long hails from Charlottesville and reacted to what transpired.
It's human instinct to really see that imagery in it to really hit home. As Charlottesville is progressive, and Charlottesville is taking steps to rename city parks named after, you know, Confederate generals, and talking about moving monuments. So I think we're doing the right things to try to move forward. I think the bare minimum as an athlete is to give back. I don't think it's anything that you should be applauded for. I think that's my responsibility.
That'll do it for this edition of the Eagles Update. We'll be back with more training camp coverage on Monday as Thursday's home preseason opener looms quickly on the horizon. I'm Chris McPherson, and thank you very much for joining us. We will see you tomorrow.